Rock and to you, the listener who loves them. I'm your host, Trevor Klendert, bringing you two full hours of phenomenal female-fronted radio week after week. Well, I've got to say, this second hour is going to be moody in all the right ways. Coming up in this hour, I've got music from Dead Can Dance, Kate LeBon, Fever Ray, Amara, artists that I'm listing already are just mood makers. But we're going to kick off the second hour with potentially a musician making her girly so groovy radio debut. I know I've said that a few times this episode. When you've been doing a show for nearly 24 years, though, sometimes it's difficult to remember if somewhere in the 24 years they were featured in the program. But Yule is the stage name of London via Singapore musician and producer Nat Simiel, who specializes in dreamy electronic pop. Yule's new fourth album, Evangelic Girl Is a Gun, is a chaotic, in a good way, fusion of shoegaze, trip hop, and industrial pop. So that is where we begin new music from Yule here on Girly So Groovy.
Me.
This episode of Girly So Groovy seems to be riddled in all the right ways with Toronto artists, and we have just another one right there. It's Toronto alternative pop singer-songwriter Amara, A-M-A-A-R-A, Amara, with the song Bright Lights. That's from her most recent album, Child of Venus, released just a couple years ago. In the middle, though, it is a band out of Montreal, and I'm giggling because in some ways it was a band that was sadly a one-hit wonder with their song Drinking in L.A., but we heard something a little different. I'm talking about the band Brandvan 3000, the sprawling DJ-led Montreal collective Brandvan 3000. From their album Glee, we heard Brandvan 3000 doing their take on a Quiet Riot classic, Come On, Feel the Noise. And then starting that set off, it is new music from Yule. The new album is called Evangelic Girl is a Gun. We heard the opening track, Tequila Coma, from Yule. All right, we are going to keep this train moving. It is definitely an artist that knows how to set a mood. It is the Scandinavian dark dance diva, Fever Ray, right now here on Girly So Groovy.
Yeah. Stay with me. on the table. Bought me some time. Haven't been to the mountains in quite for a while. The thread in yours is attached to mine. Went out to the movies. They jump in time. It's the place where the dead come back to.
When the patriarchy's got you down and you just want to create and conjure a witchy mood and twirl in the moonlight, well, then I guess you've tuned your girly so groovy. That's what we just kind of did with that set. I am so excited to talk about what we just heard. New music from Baltimore-born, but now Germany-based, Sophia Kennedy. She's a composer and songwriter who uses her training and background in film and theater to make off-kilter orchestral indie and electro pop. Sophia Kennedy's just far enough left of center to still be tangible enough in the way Tune Yards or US Girls or even the B-52s may be. The new album is called Squeeze Me. We heard the song Nose for a Mountain. In the middle, I have been wanting to work this duo into a set list here on Girly So Groovy for a while now. UK alternative pop duo Shakespeare's Sister, a duo led by ex-Bananarama vocalist Siobhan Fahey, with the song Stay. That's from the band's 1992 album, Hormonally Yours. Again, the duo is Shakespeare's Sister. Such fun, dark pop music from Shakespeare's Sister. And then starting that set off, it is the project known as Fever Ray, the shape-shifting electronic pop project of Karen Dreger. Fever Ray with the song When I Grow Up, that's from the self-titled debut album from Fever Ray. Okay, friends, we have about 30 minutes left here on Girly So Groovy. Coming up, I've got music from Kate LeBon, Dead Can Dance, a new medieval folk kind of band, Fawn Fables. If anything, we have been, I feel like, celebrating the wonderfully weird with that last set of songs, and we are going to continue into the last half hour. Speaking of new music, though, one album that has caught my ear and is definitely already fighting for that top spot when we count down the girliest or grooviest albums of 2025 goes to Dara Dorian. Now, Dara Dorian is the solo project of singer and multi-instrumentalist Angel Dara Dorian, who is also known for her work with The Dirty Projectors. While her new fourth album, Ready for Heaven, has me so excited. It's a playful buffet of percussion forward, no wave, and drum machine post-punk. One reviewer describes Dara Dorian's new album as a carnival funhouse in the middle of a dilapidated parking lot. And I thought, what a great description. Dara Dorian up next here on Girly So Groovy.
Storm in my brain, there's a storm in my brain, raining on my day. Winds from the west and ice from the east, it's making me go insane. I don't wanna feel it again. I don't wanna do it again.
Music right there from the ethereal experimental indie pop project known as Locate S1. Athens-based musician Christina Schneider, who writes and records under the name Locate S1. In the middle, I have to tell you what we heard from Locate S1. The song Whisper 2000, that's off of her album Personalia. And in the middle, it is Welsh indie singer, songwriter, and producer Kate LeBon from her latest album Reward. We heard the song Mother's Mother's Magazine. And then kicking off the set, it is new music from Dara Dorian. The new fourth album is called Ready for Heaven. We heard the opening track, Storm in My Brain. I promise you, we will be featuring so much more from that new album from Dara Dorian on future episodes of Girly So Groovy. Okay, we're going to shift gears a little bit. It's still an act that is in the similar experimental vein as what we just heard, but to call Oakland, California ensemble Fawn Fables folk rock is an understatement. The band's folk rock is almost medieval in sound, singing about forest animals and ancient magic, combining folk, indie rock, cabaret, and avant-garde influences. Fawn Fables is an act that are completely unto themselves. Their new album, Counterclockwise, was released just back in May. Here they are right now making their Girly So Groovy radio debut. It's Fawn Fables here on Girly So Groovy. Thank you. Redefining Radio. This is Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock, and of course to you, the listener who loves them. Music right there from Australia. It's Australian duo Dead Can Dance, made up of Lisa Gerrard and Brendan Perry. I felt like that was a perfect act to match up with Fawn Fables, for the fact that Dead Can Dance combine elements of European folk music, particularly the Middle Ages and the Renaissance, with ambient pop and world beat influences. And in many ways, I feel like Fawn Fables is doing the same. So we started the set off with new music from Oakland, California family act Fawn Fables. The new album is called Counterclockwise. We heard the song Ember Bell. Well, friends, looking at the clock, we are at the end of another Girly So Groovy. It breaks my heart to say that, but you can stay in touch with the show all week long through our social media. We're on Facebook at Girly So Groovy. We're also on Instagram at GSG Radio. If you ever miss an episode or would love to just listen again, remember you can do that on our absolutely free listening page, mixcloud.com/girlysogroovy. Girly and groovy, both ending in IE. Whether you tuned in for the few minutes, the full 2 hours, or the full 24 years. Yes, this July, Girly So Groovy is turning 24 years old. Blows my mind. At one point, I had said, will I end this show after 25 years? That would be another year. We shall see what happens with the 24 year. I still am as fresh as a daisy, popping into the studio week after week to bring you this crazy mixtape we call Girly So Groovy. And the fact that you tune in is just what inspires me week after week. Whether you are listening on one of the nearly 20 radio stations that carry Girly So Groovy, or one of the 2,500 who follow us on Mixcloud, I cannot say thank you enough. I am the first to completely understand, between traditional radio and the internet, how many listening options you have. And the fact that you have found your way to this little community campus radio show, it's mind-blowing. So thank you, thank you, thank you. I couldn't do it without you. And as I said, Girly So Groovy is now syndicated just shy of 20. We are on 19 community and campus stations across Canada, coast to coast, and into the United States. I would love to give a shout out to one of the stations carrying Girly So Groovy. It is in the suburbs of Chicago in LaGrange, Illinois. You can find Girly So Groovy on WLTL 88.1 FM. We are there Monday nights, 10 until midnight. And again, a huge thank you to all of these stations willing to bring Girly So Groovy to you, especially to Girly So Groovy's mothership station, CJAM 99.1 FM. In the Windsor and Detroit area, bringing you Girly So Groovy for, like I said, 24 years. Let's wrap up this episode bringing you one last moody artist. Montreal artist Plumes is what I would describe as a classical crossover indie pop artist. Plumes has a new self-titled album out. It was released... Many Moons Away is the name of the new Plumes album. I'm going to leave you with the track, Will There Really Be a Morning? That title alone screams moodiness in all the ways we love it. Hey, listen, I cannot thank you enough again for finding us on your radio or internet dial. It is the summertime. Get out there, soak up the sun, just let it feel you. I will be back next week. Here is Plumes here on Girly So Groovy.
Such a thing. Could I see? The Corridor is an award-winning news program hosted by Dinah Jansen and Jesse Bell, airing every Thursday at 5 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM. With contributions from local Journalism Initiative reporters ranging from Morrisburg to Coburg, The Corridor is your premier destination for truly local news that matters to you. The Corridor is also available as a podcast on all major podcast streaming platforms.
Guys, gals, non-binary pals, different circles is moving. Same day, different time slot. We're now on Fridays at 9 p.m. Join me from 9 to 10 p.m. for an adventure through sound. Who knows? You might just find your next favorite song.
Awesome Kingston is Kingston's micro-grant organization. We've given away over $125,000 in micro-grants over our 12 years. We meet 10 times a year to hear pitches from our community, and every time we give one person or group $1,000 cash, no strings attached, to help fund their dreams. If you have an idea that might make Kingston more awesome, consider a pitch to Awesome Kingston to win one of our $1,000 no strings attached micro grants. You can pitch at awesomekingston.org. Proposals are due the first Sunday of every month, and selected pitches are heard the third Thursday of every month. Once again, pitch your awesome ideas at awesomekingston.org.
Kingston families looking for an unforgettable summer adventure for your kids? Look no further.